It's the California Update from KRCB-FM Radio 91. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. PG&E says pot growers could qualify for an ag energy rate on their electricity bill if 70% of their annual energy use goes towards growing cannabis. As Julia Mitrich reports from Sacramento, it's not clear what the move will mean for the state's indoor grows.
Jeremy Carlson owns Little Trees Cannabis Dispensary in Calaveras County. He has 200 marijuana plants on site indoors. When he heard PG&E would let cannabis growers jump onto agricultural rates for electricity, he called them up to see if he could lower his energy bill.
Well, what I found out is the ag rates are actually more expensive than the normal commercial rates that we're paying now. So we didn't switch over. It seems to be intended more for the large outdoor farms that are running high horsepower water pumps and things like that.
But the size of those large outdoor farms is limited by local land use rules, like in Calaveras County, where outdoor grows are a maximum of 22,000 square feet, roughly a half acre. PG&E says they don't currently have data on electricity use for marijuana growers, and they'll work with customers on a case-by-case basis to find the best rate. In Sacramento, I'm Julia Mitrich.
Activity at the California State Capitol will begin to pick up this week. The State Assembly is scheduled to take its first votes on legislation as bills begin to exit a mandatory waiting period after their introduction. That includes a $3 billion park bond. If passed by lawmakers and signed by the governor, voters would decide whether to approve the bonds in 2018. It would fund $1 billion for park improvements in communities with few public recreational areas. The rest of the money would go to land and coastal protection. You can find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.